Hey, morning, Kyle. How are you?
I'm doing well, my friend.
Good.
Tell me about your attempt to draw sports tournaments here. It's tough. This has been you and I. I know we're kind of talking about a lot of the same stuff, and maybe we sound like a broken record, but you know, this is obviously affected tourism. You know, an awful lot. So how do you spice it up? How do you entice sports tournaments to come to Marshalltown?
Yeah, we're working on that. You know, we have to just kind of tout our facilities here. I'm working more closely with the sports groups in town here. I mean, we have some awesome facilities here, whether it be the Roundhouse, whether it be the Y, the new tennis complex, the Coliseum. So we're going to really promote those facilities moving forward and trying to work with more sports groups in town here to draw tournaments. This year was slow. It was slow everywhere. But as we move forward here and, you know, we have some more positive news in the vaccine and everything like that, we're going to kind of ramp up our efforts to try to draw more people to town. And as you know, as I've said before, it's a nice economic generator. We have people coming to town, staying in our hotels and restaurants and visiting our shops and everything like that. So that's going to be one of my focuses moving forward here, is trying to promote those facilities and work with the groups that can host tournaments like that. So.
Okay. Yeah, obviously, you know, we've got swimming and diving. You know, the Y does an awesome job with that. We used to host the state baseball tournament. I mean, you know, so we've done some stuff like this before.
Yeah, and I think there's more potential now, especially with those new tennis courts. I don't know if you've been out there. They're pretty great. You know, there's 12 tennis courts and 3 pickleball courts there at the high school. So there's definitely potential there for some future tournaments. And whether we get state level or district level or regional or something like that, definitely want to work with them. And just trying to see what we can do, because, I mean, we got a new Coliseum, a rebuilt Coliseum. So I think for a town our size, we have a lot of different options as far as sports facilities go. So we have to kind of continue to promote those and work together with it.
Yeah, you
bet. Try to win some more tournaments. So.
Yeah, you bet. And, you know, the college, I went to a volleyball tournament there last year, and it was, you know, there were teams from all over the state. I know the college, I know that they use the Babe Harder Gym sometimes, and then they use the bigger gym as well.
Activity center. Yeah. Did you spike out on anybody?
I was not playing. I was watching. Watching the tournament, but there were teams from all over the state that came to that tournament. I know that we have gymnastics tumbling meets that have come. You know, we've utilized obviously the Roundhouse, which is an awesome facility as well for a lot of sports, you know, tournaments and districts and stuff like that. So you're right. You're absolutely right. We have lots of places where some of these games and some of these tournaments can take place.
Yeah. We're looking forward to getting the word out there more like that.
But, okay, buddy. Well, I appreciate you checking in with us today, and we'll talk to you again down the road, all right?
Thanks, Kyle.
All right, you too. That is Andrew Potter, our Marshalltown Tourism Director, with another Ask the Newsmakers.